I'm at the 10th anniversary celebration of Involve, which has done fantastic work on public participation, talking to Jeff Mulgan, who's now Chief Executive of Nestlé, but was a chair of Involve, and Simon Burrell, who's the current director. Jeff, Nestlé and you are a four-sided organisation. So how do you see the next 10 years? What are the themes that we should be pursuing in helping people engage in the really complex world that they're in?
I honestly don't know the answer to that question, but my hope is in the next 10 years we'll see a maturing of the many, many experiments that have been in the last 10 or 20 years around involvement, around participatory budgeting, around deliberative democracy, all the things which Involve has been part of, but going one step further in two respects. And I think there's one set of changes we need which are top-down and another set which are bottom-up. The top-down ones, which I think could well happen in the next 10 years, is it becoming essentially normal for every governance or democratic institution to have a set of capacities and procedures which are reaching out in a much more dramatic way to the public in a real-time engagement, setting agendas, deliberating on options, commenting on performance and so on. That is now technically feasible, it's technologically feasible, and this could be the next stage for parliaments, for councils, potentially for others as well. But in a way, that kind of top-down democratization then needs to be reached by perhaps a messier, angrier, bottom-up innovation from the grassroots of people working out their own answers and then lobbying, campaigning, and trying to unsettle the institutions of power. We're just at Nestlé beginning this interesting project called Descent, which is about technological design of democratic platforms. We've deliberately tried to design it to cover both sides. So partly working with parliaments in countries like Finland and Iceland, but also working with M15 in Spain, the Indignados movement, who are not at the moment formally linked into any democratic institutions, but have a very strong ethos of empowerment. And I think if we do both of these together, out of that will come, hopefully, some really creative, effective solutions.
Simon, does this chime in with some of your work on NHS Citizen, for example, where I think you are looking at the whole system, not just how does an institution engage with particular interests and stakeholders for a short period of time?
It does very much, because I think, as Jeff says, the kind of the technology and the craft knowledge, as he said in his speech earlier on, around how you do engagement is all there. And one of the biggest challenges is what happens inside an organisation. And yet they aren't monoliths. And there is no, where I feel unable to answer the question is I'm not able to kind of predict where we're going to go. And what I see Involve's work as doing is about supporting those people inside institutions, as we're doing inside the Cabinet Office and other government departments and inside the NHS, supporting those who want to see a different relationship between the institution and citizens, create new cases for it, make things happen in ways they become inescapable for others, and demonstrate that this new way of doing things actually makes the institution, the decisions it makes, and the services it delivers stronger. And that works by having organisations like Involve and Nestlé, who are able to play an inside-outside sort of role, where they can work inside and be trusted inside, but actually sometimes step outside and say hard messages to the organisation. But it also requires those people who Jeff highlighted, who are outside the system and really angry by the treatment they've had from government, by the lack of information they're getting from government, and are ready to throw bricks, metaphorical or otherwise, through a window, because it's that energy and that passion that make a difference. So we were in Sunderland last week, as I mentioned, for NHS Citizen, where we had 12 people kind of who were inside, outside the NHS coming to talk about how you might hold the board accountable. And the woman in the kitchen who was sorting out the meals for us heard we had very few people coming, and she said, I'm going to phone round because I think there'll be many people in the community who might be interested. She got 20 more people from the local community to come and talk about accountability inside the NHS. And we had a fantastic conversation from the perspective of individuals in a community that is feeling beleaguered and not listened to by the NHS and people inside the system. And it changed the culture of the conversation we had in that workshop absolutely fundamentally. So we need the passion of citizens are not disengaged, they are being disengaged from, and we have to find ways to connect with them, because otherwise the revolution will look very different, or the revolution will be much more messy. We have to open up rather than closing down, because if we close down, it will be very messy indeed.
So just a final point to both of you. We've got a great gathering of people here. But there are lots of other people interested in this field who aren't here. You're both convening organisations. Are there some ways in which we can better connect, network and so forth to the people that are interested in this field?
I'm sure there are. And what I talked when I spoke earlier about the speed at which government works, and we work at high speed as well, and we never give ourselves time to really think about who we need to reach out to. And we have to find enough money and resources to have somebody who's stepping back and saying, who is missing from this conversation? And it's about partly about us resourcing ourselves better and partly thinking smarter. So absolutely, we can all do better. And part of it is just being more open about what we're doing, being very clear about what we're doing when, and making it clear the door is open to anybody who wants to walk through, as we did in Sunderland, in fact.
And Jeff, I'm privileged to live about 10 minutes away from Nesta, and you have some great events that I can drop into and so on. But can Nesta do more? Is Nesta planning more in the regions to break down the silos, to connect with different people in its work? You have such a broad field, that must be tough.
We do, and democracy isn't a central part of Nesta's remit, which is around innovation, but we're doing a lot of work on technologies for democracy, and we're doing a lot of work backing projects which engage the public in new ways with their time and energy in public service delivery. So both of those are very much of feeding into this agenda. But I think, just to echo what Simon has said, one of the fascinating things about this field is that it's very global. There is experimentation in so many parts of the world that a lot of the best ideas which will help us in Sunderland or London or Cardiff are as likely now to be sparked by seeing something in Brazil or Uruguay or India as they are in perhaps the places we're more used to copying from. And the key, I think, for the practitioners now is to be much more globally networked, not to literally copy what they see in another country, but to draw inspiration. And just sort of a final point, and I've been working quite a bit in the last year with the mayor of Seoul in Korea, who was a mayor from a civil society background, who to his core is a radical believer in citizen empowerment, has taken over one of the world's great cities with a very large budget, completely changed its culture, done things which I haven't seen done anywhere in Europe or North America. They're mainly in Korean, so therefore the rest of the world isn't aware of them. But to me, these are the inspirations which will give us energy for doing perhaps braver things in our own country.
So don't be parochial about this stuff.
Learn, be hungry.